Now say, outside the barn, you pile up hay in a what kind of place? And what would you call it?
Shed.
Okay, now say you just store it outside without anything over it. What would you call the hay when it's...
Nothing over it.
With nothing over it, right. It's just all bundled up together. You call that...
Well, they used to put it on racks, hay, however, just on a... What do they call them, racks? You just pile it on there and pile it on there. Let nature take its course. And then have it out faster where the cows could walk up.
Okay, you'd say that the cows and the horses would come up to the hay.
Well, on these, but I know we used to have some of that, not much. The way my dad would do when the crop was together, the corn, he always planted peas, soybeans, gather the corn. In other words, he turned the cows and the horses in and let them eat the stalks and beans and things like that.
Say when you first cut the hay, what do you do with it out in the field?
Well, you got to dry it out. Now, that's what I'm talking about, those racks, they would do that. You know, you cut hay, even old cut hay, you want to burn your barn up, but the modern-day farms, they stacking hay. It's got a tin roof, stuff all the ground, the air can come under it. I see that now around in the good, but it's cattle country down around Queen, Tenabola, and north of Gordo. You know, where they don't have no more barn burners, spontaneous combustion.
What are those little small stacks of hay when they're all piled up in the field?
Bales of hay.
What's the place where you say that horses are kept?
Stalls.
Now, besides the barn, is there any other special place where milk cows might be kept? Special place besides
well,
the barn, it might be.
I don't know. We didn't have that at our place. Otherwise, the cows, they would be in the night in the barn, but you just wait to drive a wagon to the barn.
Was any special place to keep hogs and pigs?
Yeah, hog pen.
Was this open or
was
it usually closed?
It was open. There was no roof over it. You just pinned in and always had space between. And have a pretty strong place to keep your hogs in, no keep them breaking out.
What was the place where people used to keep their milk and their butter before refrigeration?
Where did they keep it? Well, some of them used to put it in the spring or put it in the thing, drop it down, in the well. I know we had that.
Did maybe they have a special building sometimes, some people?
No, we never did. I know we put the, and had a, it was a long, like this big, put 2 or 3 gallons in it. Put it down, woe be the kid that shook the water up and got water in that milk, too. Be about that much above the water. What a milk, sweet milk I've ever had in my life, is that way.
What's the place where today's milk and butter are processed? What's that called?
A dairy.
Does dairy have any other meanings for you besides that? Does that word dairy have any other meanings?
Well, I know one thing is you get milk today that people don't get sick and spread germs. They're wonderful things in my book, and they're really supervised right, apart from the health, you know. Back in my days, people would get milk would get contaminated, flies, you know. I've been in